At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Okay. Man, I'm really pumped about a number of things right now. One of them is just the fact that we get to interview Christopher Bedford. He's the author of The Art of the Donald. He's also the editor-in-chief of the Daily Caller News Foundation, a longtime colleague here for me. His new book, The Art of the Donald, is out today. You can buy it literally everywhere. Chris Bedford, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Ben.
Dude, I got to tell you, this conversation, I would tell you in person, but I can't because we're on the radio now. But congratulations, the President of the United States just tweeted your book.
That is great news. That is real news, too.
Yeah, that is real news. Genuine real news. So congratulations on that. That's a nice big bump. But let's talk about it. So you've written a book called The Art of the Donald, and you're exploring what you say on the cover here, Lessons from America's Philosopher-in-Chief. I think a lot of his critics would shudder to hear you call him a philosopher. Why do you say that?
Well, and a lot of his critics have been dead wrong the whole time. And one of the reasons I wanted to write this is because, you know, the folks with you guys, the folks at the Daily Caller, some of the few journalists, politicians, politicos, anyone in that set that have taken Donald Trump seriously and taken him at his word. And here's a guy who was disrespected when he started off in business in New York, and he had some money, but not Manhattan money, he had outer borough money. And then he was disrespected in local New York politics by Mayor Ed Koch, which is kind of what drew him into that, over the whole Woolman Rink scandal and the rebuilding of that. He was disrespected by the media, disrespected in the entertainment industry, and he ends up becoming, basically achieving all of his goals. He becomes the most famous person on the planet without having any noticeable acting or singing skills, although he has sung a few times. And he became the President of the United States and the leader of the Republican Party. And I think if journalists and politicos and a lot of other pundits would take a look at him and say, hey, maybe we're wrong. Maybe he's doing something right. Maybe it's just not our old rule book that we were going by. Then maybe the newspaper industry wouldn't be losing so much money because the American people would take them more seriously.
So in some ways, he's sort of got the same problem that average Americans do, which is confronting the arrogant elitism of people who are judging him. And I think a lot of his voters kind of feel the same way, like, this is nonsense. Stop telling me how to live my life. And I know what kind of country I live in and what I prefer it to be.
Yeah, and so people might wonder, how are my problems the same as a multimillionaire or billionaire president of the U.S. who's got to deal with North Korea? But just like you said, every one of us in our day-to-day life confronts the kind of issues of people underestimating us, or people who are self-important, who think that they know better than you, or rules that are stupid that maybe should be broken, or in business place, maybe a competitor, just like Jeb Bush or Hillary Clinton, who has every single one of the resources you allegedly need to win, and they have way more than you do. How do you beat them? You can't beat David bringing a sword to fight Goliath. You got to come with a slingshot and break the rules.
So let me ask you, we have often said here that it's almost like President Trump is playing 4D chess. And we sit here and question some of the stuff that he does, but in the end, it always proves to be so far ahead of where we were in our thinking. Is that something that someone can learn, or is that something that is a gift and you have it or you don't?
So there's definitely some of that that comes from the gut, and I think that President Trump has brought a lot of that from his gut instincts, but he's also come at it from dealing with a hand down. There are definitely real lessons that Americans can learn from this, even if they haven't really been acknowledging or following this kind of track their whole life. Now, you don't want to go online and on Twitter and say, my boss is stupid, or attack somebody like that, because maybe you don't have the resources that Trump does. But you can go around him and do, and maybe not always attack the opponent the same way. Look at the things around you. Don't do a forward assault on your boss when you know there's a problem, or on a competitor when you know there's a problem. Maybe go around. Realize that not everyone who says that you need them, you actually need them. You don't actually need a lot of those people. Realize that a lot of the folks giving you advice, even good friends, could absolutely be wrong. Always look at what they have in interest. And in that way, and especially by reading this book, I think you can really learn how the lessons of Donald Trump can affect you and your life.
Yeah, there are 30 specific rules you give and talk about. A lot of it reflects on just like self-reliance and determination and not giving in to the haters. All of that in this great new book, The Art of the Donald. And by the way, it has an awesome, awesome cover. It's like blue snakeskin. It's one of the coolest covers I've ever seen. I want to ask you kind of about the philosophies of Donald Trump and how they apply today. There's a current debate that is raging on on with the NFL as they grapple with these national anthem protests. And even people like ESPN's Stephen A. Smith coming out and saying, look, Donald Trump is winning this debate. When you assess the national anthem debate and the president going after the NFL, why is he winning the debate?
Well, it kind of comes down to chapter 4 of the book, Get Your Message Out. And the rules that are in that are to own the narrative by attack, attack, attack. It's an old Roger Stone rule. To redefine things on your terms, and the journalists are tools, you should use them. And the final lesson of that chapter is to keep your message simple. He's done all of those things. The media and the people who don't ever watch football, they don't really care about football. They don't really understand Donald Trump's voters. They thought that they finally had him, these elites, and they say, oh man, Donald Trump's gone up against the NFL. His fans like football. Therefore, he is literally done here. He's not done here because he quickly attacked, did not apologize, and turned it, I think, correctly, very correctly, into a debate about the American flag. He realized that when those players are kneeling, they're not standing up for some perceived injustice. They're saying that this flag represents a country that's so unjust that I won't stand for it. And I'm going to take a knee. And when the media, who are tools, they thought they had him there, he was able to use them to get this elitist message out. And the average American looks at that and says, hey, I love football. That's my Sunday ritual. But I love this flag, and there's no way I'm standing against it.
And very quickly, in the 30 seconds we have left here, can the president teach the Republicans how to control the message the way he does? Because it's something they're awful at.
I think he could. And not all of them can do it, though. Remember, you saw Marco Rubio at the end of the campaign. He tried joking around like Donald Trump does. One of the keys to this, and it's in the last chapter of the book, is to be confident in yourself, to be the kind of person you are. Don't roll up your cuffs to try and look like a working-class guy. Walk into the diner with a full Italian suit and a Donald Trump hat on and know that you're comfortable in your own skin, and people will respect that. And if Republicans can't be comfortable in their own skin and just go back to the consultants, they won't be able to mimic this.
Well, this is Chris Bedford, a guy I've always known to be comfortable in his own skin, with a great new book, The Art of the Donald, available literally everywhere. Go out and buy 10 copies. It's Chris Bedford. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.